Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fourth round pick of the Bengals back in 2016, and last week signed a free agent deal to join the Browns, joining a already good group of defensive tackles. Andrew Billings with the Bull and the Fox. Andrew, how are you? Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Good, Andrew. So how's it feel like so far? It's early, obviously. You haven't joined the team yet officially, but what's it like to take the other side of this Bengals Browns rivalry here?
Yeah, it feels good, man. It's to go out there and play football again.
You know, how tough has it been so far, Andrew? You know, obviously this is your first time in free agency, but obviously with everything going on in the country, it makes this process tricky. How tough has it been to do what you need to do with everything going on, you know, in the world and in free agency?
You know, it came out of nowhere. So, you know, as far as free agency went, it was really more of a sit at home and try to gather information over the phone as good as possible. And as far as staying in shape, you know, little by little, everything started closing. So the gym where I worked out closed, and my trainer and the field closed, and now I'm stuck at home. But, you know, just making do with what I got, you know, just staying as flexible as possible as far as working out and stuff.
Andrew, was it tough for you to not be able to obviously come into the facility and meet with the coaches face-to-face? And, you know, you're making kind of a leap of faith here coming to Cleveland, you know, sight unseen. It's like you never buy a car, right, without driving it first.
Right.
But obviously that's kind of the situation we're dealing with. I'm just curious how you came to this decision and how tough it really was, you know, committing to a team and a franchise that you haven't even been able to go and kind of sit down with them and visit the facilities.
Right. It kind of reminds you of the draft, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, going in somewhere, you know, you've never been there, never talked to the coaches like that. But I've talked to the D-line coach over the phone, and, you know, I got a grasp of what he's looking for and what type of defense he's bringing in. So, I mean, all I can do now is watch film.
We're talking with Browns' new defensive tackle, Andrew Billings. Andrew, obviously, last year, Browns starters Larry Ogunjobi, Sheldon Richardson. You'll be obviously in the mix with those guys, you know, unlike offensive line, defensive linemen kind of rotate in and out more. What role are you expecting to play? What have they told you so far along with those guys that you'll be expected to do?
My role is, this is theirs, play defensive line as well as possible. Yeah, rotate in there. Obviously, you know, I'm a good run stopper, so going there, stopping the run and doing my job, just supporting the defensive line.
We're talking with the Browns' new defensive tackle, Andrew Billings. Andrew, I want to go back to college. As a I don't know if this was before. No, this was in college. Yeah, you set the powerlifting record, you broke Mark Henry's Texas record. Right, he's a wrestler. You did. Correct me if I'm wrong about this. An 805-pound squat, 500-pound bench press, and a 705-pound deadlift. Are those all accurate?
Yeah. It was in high school.
Yeah. In high school?
Yeah. Senior year then.
My gosh, man. I mean, listen, I could probably do a little more than that, but, you know, I don't like to brag. But, no, seriously, in high school, you did a 800-pound squat, 805 pounds? Were you training for – you were training for that. What's harder, training for that or training for football?
Honestly, training for football, because you just can't go out to a field by yourself and train for football. Like, like you need to. You know, you need a whole team to practice. But I definitely get football a little bit harder. I could be in the weight room all day. You know, football, a little different.
Andrew, let's go back to your rookie season. You come into the league, you know, fourth round pick, and of course you get injured and don't get to play that season. We have a knee injury. How tough was that for you as a rookie, and how'd you bounce back from it?
It was a pretty tough position to be in, especially as a rookie, you know, coming in expecting to do big things, and, you know, you got a lot of people counting on you. And then it's really just, I think the disappointment hurts more than the injury. You know, it's all mental getting back into it, and just, you know, it did set me back, perhaps, but I still made progress I need to make to move forward and stay with the team that drafted me for the 4 years.
We're talking with newly signed free agent Andrew Billings. Andrew, you played a lot of nose tackle, played a little three technique there in Cincinnati as well. What do you think suits you better?
Suits me better? Honestly, I feel like I play anywhere, especially with the defense in which I've talked about with the Browns. It's going to be a lot of, you know, two wide and three technique and going back and forth, mm-hmm. you know, depending on who we're in there with. But, you know, I think for me, just staying inside, nowhere past the three technique is good for me.
We're talking with Andrew Billings, new Browns defensive tackle. Andrew, you got to play the last 4 years with one of the best defensive tackles in football in Geno Atkins. What did you learn from him that you can take with you here to Cleveland?
I learned a lot from Geno, especially just the mindset as far as off-the-field things, studying and, you know, watching film. I can't really emulate what he does on the field because I'm not Geno. But as far as, you know, just doing the right things off the field and diet especially, I actually learned a lot from him on that part. And just through the years, you know, little by little.
When you see Myles Garrett from afar, you know, obviously we're impressed watching him all the time, and I don't know how much you're paying attention to that, but what do you, as an observer, what do you think of Myles Garrett?
Great, a great football player, actually, a good technician, actually. I like the way he plays.
How will that help you when you come here playing with guys like Myles Garrett and Ogunjobi and Sheldon Richardson?
I think for anybody, it's just getting the experience and absorbing the knowledge. You know, you don't exactly know how it's going to help you yet, but just plan to go there and seize the opportunity wherever it shows itself.
Andrew, we don't know what's going to happen in terms of, you know, training camp and off-season activities. I mean, obviously things are going to get postponed and pushed back. Is that a big deal? Everybody's going to kind of be in the same boat, but because you're changing teams, is that going to be a particularly tough challenge if things get postponed in the offseason?
Honestly, I don't know. I really don't know. It's challenging as it is right now, so it feels like it's going to be a big deal. But, you know, I feel like guys can find a way, you know, to get it done. You know, we might not be able to get it done to the same level on which we used to get it done, but, I mean, at home, just staying active. I mean, at this point, it's okay because we're not supposed to be at our peak anyway. So, you know, just trying to build up to the peak at this point. So just take it slow. And for now, it should be all right. But if this gets postponed all the way into the season and stuff, yeah, it'd probably be a big deal. But they haven't got there yet, so.
Andrew, so what are you doing with your time, man? I mean, we're all stuck at home. You know, we're doing our shows from home. You know, the gyms are closed. You know, I've got a little something in my basement I can work out on. How are you passing the time? Are you watching any shows? Are you playing some Xbox or what's going on at home there?
Yeah, man, definitely. You got to make a routine, you know, as far as wake up in the morning, make my bed, and just hopping on Xbox, cooking breakfast. Mostly cooking and cleaning, actually. I tell you, that takes up most of the time other than working out, cooking and cleaning.
Yeah, that's right. What are you playing on Xbox?
Usually, probably Madden or UFC.
Are you interested in if the NFL decided to have some virtual Madden games where you get to play against other NFL players, because we saw the other day NASCAR had these races. We talked about it a little bit yesterday in our show. Because, like, who knows? I mean, we're talking about NBA 2K. If the NBA doesn't come back, like, wouldn't you want to watch, like, LeBron play Kevin Durant in a game of 2K or something like that? Would you be up for that?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, the EA Sports have been taking off lately. So, I mean, it would be interesting.
Who is your Andrew, who is your growing up, man? Growing up, I know you grew up in Texas. Who was your idol growing up in football? Did you have a guy you looked up to?
Man, I looked up to a lot of guys. First guy I ever looked up was Brandon Jacobs with the Giants.
Yeah.
That was another one. So I'm a Giants fan. But, you know, as I realized, you know, I'm not going to be a running back. and I looked up to big guys like Vince and them.
So wait a second. You grew up in Texas, a Giants fan.
Yeah.
That probably didn't go over too well with your friends, I'm guessing. I don't know. How'd that go?
It didn't go too well, but, you know, once you start playing Madden, it was all good.
Yeah. And I guess when you're 300-something pounds, it doesn't matter if people don't like it, right?
Yeah. Don't matter.
Hey, Andrew, so there's rumors out there the Browns are going to have their new – well, they're for sure going to have new uniforms coming up here soon. Have you had a chance to peek out the new ones yet?
No, I have not. I have not even heard about those rumors, so
there's no rumors. I mean, the uniforms are going to be new for this season, but all the fans like are buzzing today on social media trying to predict what they're going to look like. It sounds like they may be going back to the old school uniforms, which we hope that happens, because the new uniforms have been absolutely god awful, and we hope you get some.
Are they still going to be brown?
Well, brown will still be a big color.
Yeah.
Is that something you care about, Andrew? Does it matter what the uniforms look like?
No, the uniforms aren't a big deal to me. I haven't played in red, green, orange, now brown. So,
Andrew,
as long as I look good in them.
Thanks, man. Hey, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.